You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. It's Friday. I'm fired up. I'm feisty. I'm glad you're here with me for it. Well, along with Sweet Cal B on the boards, we are coming to you live from Radio Park here in Racine. Snowy Racine again. If it is snowing, snowy, bad weather out there, bad traffic, please drive carefully. Please check 511wi.gov, either on your computer or on your device. It's available as an app. That way you can see what's going on, all traffic stoppage, construction. You can check out cameras. You can see what's happening before you get on the road. But please drive carefully, drive logically, and as always, stoplights are not a suggestion. They're the law. So, lots of show still ahead at 10:35. We're going to be playing a new game today. I want to apologize to everyone. We're playing a new game at 10:35. It's called Take It or Leave It. It's the Golden Globes edition. We're going to be joined by senior producer Tucker. He'll be he's prepared a list, and we're going to go through. We're going to have fun. We're going to talk about the Golden Globes. It happened last week, but it's this Friday, as we do on Friday now. Take It or Leave It, Golden Globes edition, 10:35. And then This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing is very weird. I won't lie. It's very, very weird. But you guys stay tuned for that coming up. And then we're going to be talking about whole milk. It's back, baby. Back better than ever. Those kids are going to be drinking all sorts of whole milk. Whole milk for everyone, at least if you're in schools. But I want to kick off the second hour talking about a story in the Wisconsin Examiner by Baylor Spears entitled Wisconsin's revenue estimates about $1.5 billion higher than expected. And I wanted to bring on somebody to talk about this. And I thought, who better to talk about this than someone who is running for office? That's right. Corrine Hendrickson is still here, still our guest. She stuck around because what I want to talk about with regard to the budget surplus spending all goes back to everything we've been discussing the past hour. Corrine Hendrickson was our guest last hour. She is running for state senate in District 17. You can go to Corrine417.com, and that 17 is 17. So Corrine417.com. Running for office up there, really quick, I didn't ask you this. What is District 17? What is the layout? You live in New Glarus, but what do we be representing?
Yeah, so District 17 with the new maps is all of Crawford, Grant, Iowa, Lafayette, Greene counties, and then the zip codes of Mount Horeb, Belleville, Oregon, and Brooklyn. So it's pretty easy to figure out because it actually follows like sense. It also is a competitive district for the first time in a very, very, very long time. So there is an opportunity for us to flip not only the seat, but it could flip the state. So no pressure. And
I didn't say anything, but that is something we saw in the last election. We saw Democrats pick up more seats. We saw there is talk of what's called the trifecta. I'm not going to get into that because I don't, you know, just let's just one day at a time. It's the election. There's going to be lots of election talk coming up in the next few months. But something that you said during our secret show, which, by the way, if you want to take part in the secret show, that's on the live stream, baby. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we in this house will always call Twitter. None of this one letter thing. It's Twitter. But yeah, we talk on the secret show. We talk on the live stream during that. It is still FCC compliant, so don't worry. Your kids can come too. But something you said during the secret show, Corrine, was the fact that people are just wanting to have conversations. We discussed the fact that, you know, Kevin from Iguanago listening to WAUK, we have differing opinions. I get that. You have an opinion on public school that I do not share, but you have the information that you've been given. I understand that. And something you said is that going into these, whether it's businesses or homes or going to events, you're just having conversations, informing people. And that's what people want now. They want that conversation because there's so much happening on social media and the news. So what do you hear from people when you're just sitting down having a chat?
Yeah, so I'm doing a lot of listening and learning, and, you know, everybody can have their opinions, but they need to be based on facts. And that's something I think we've gotten away from. Like, your facts are not true necessarily. Your opinion is based on facts. And so really the conversations have been like, what are you hearing? What are you thinking and why? And here's what I'm thinking. And staying away from like going online and showing links and stuff doesn't seem to work. It seems to be more of like, these are some good sources for you to go to for actual information. And here's some from, you know, middle, center, right, center, left, you know, So you get a different viewpoint, and that's fine. And I think what we've gone away from is people used to agree on the same basic tenets. Like one example I like to give is people used to agree everyone should get fed, but now, and then disagree on how to do it best.
Yeah.
And then you'd have a conversation about that, right? And like figure it out and come to a consensus. And now it seems like we can't even agree on those basic things at our political level. When you talk to people, we agree they should get fed.
Yes.
And so really it's breaking down that partisan divide. And really, I don't introduce myself as a certain party. I never really identified as a party because I don't think it should be a team sport. And I don't think you're going to agree with everything of one party. And that's why more and more people are independent. And that's fine. And it's the way, you know, you should be thinking about the person and what they value. Like, yes, you can look at the letter to get an idea, but you don't actually know unless you talk to that person and like, actually listen. And I'm same thing, the candidates, like myself, when I'm out, I need to listen to what people are telling me and then have a conversation and not just listen so I can respond to what they're saying and like how they're wrong, but really listen to what they're saying, meet their concerns, understand where they're coming from, and then really just talk through like, well, what do you think? How do you think? You may not know right now, but here's my information. You can get back to me. And I've done that a couple of times. And then we've had second conversations and third conversations and really just seeing each other as humans. And I think we've kind of gotten past the social media bubbles and things, and people are wanting to engage with each other a little bit more and not in a way to like, gotcha, in person.
Yeah.
It's more of a, how do we come to a consensus? I hate the word compromise right now because compromise at this point means you get 90% of what you want. I get 10%.
Yeah.
We need to come to a consensus and really come up with solutions and then watch what happens with that solution, back to it if necessary and tweak around the edges, or really ask people like, hey, this is an idea. What are some unintended consequences that I'm not thinking of that you can think of because this is your life, this is your reality. And that coming from the advocacy world, that's why I'm like kind of flipping that then. This is the kind of person I want in charge. And so like really coming to those conversations, and it's not easy. I've had lots of practice over the years. My family is very large and ranges the whole spectrum. And so I've had conversations, and it is difficult to not get heated and not get upset because some of these things do feel personal, but taking a moment, taking a breath and, you know, coming back to it when you're calmer. And it's always planting seeds is how I think of it.
I noticed too, and with the sign that's behind you, it's purple. And I imagine that's probably by design to show that, you know, because you can get caught up even in the color of the sign, and purple is a sign of royalty. It's a sign of what this state is a purple state, but it's also not saying I'm on. And I know this might be funny to some people who listen to the show and think that I am a mouthpiece shill for the Democratic Party. I am not. I am not a member of either party. I consider myself an independent. My voting patterns, values, and morals may fall along one line, but I am certainly not against criticizing either party. And when I say party, I really mean the party as a machine, because I think that's a big problem as well, too, Corinne, is that machine party politics makes it difficult, one, to break through the noise, specifically for folks who are elected who want to do good work because they are hampered by their own party's politics inwards as far as the perception outwards. And then on top of that, folks like me, who is not an elected official, who just like, I believe what I believe, and I have to, and if I disagree with the party, I'm seen as, I mean, I said this, I let me I'll say this much better, Corinne. I said this a couple weeks ago. I am happy criticizing the GOP. I'm happy to do that. I have no problem doing that. And people who listen to this show might really like when I do. But I have also faced messages from people who say, don't criticize this person. Don't talk about this. How dare you? You sound like a Republican. So it's like really difficult to have those conversations. And I think what you're talking about is getting people in a room and saying, all right, it's just me and you. You're literally safe in here. You can say whatever you want. But just know I'm here for the conversation, not for the gotcha, not for the I got you there, or you're wrong, or you're bad. And that has to be a daunting task on top of running for office.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's who I am at my core.
Yeah.
And so it comes through as integrity. It comes mm-hmm. through as, you know, honest. And because it is, I'm not just pretending. And I have no qualms calling out either party for things that they do wrong or even saying, hey, you did something right.
Yeah.
I have no qualms with that. And I think that's what we need to be doing overall and really looking at who we're hiring, not voting for, hiring for these positions mm-hmm. and who we're firing. Because if you look at it that way, it takes it, it makes you think a little bit differently when you go to vote also.
Yeah. With the few minutes we have left, unless you stay here forever, you can just stay here forever. You can move in. Come on in. We have other people here to shovel. The news out of the Wisconsin Examiner is that the Wisconsin revenue estimates about $1.5 billion higher than expected. You know, we've been sitting on surpluses for a while, but it seems like they're not going anywhere. It seems like it's a big pile of money that Robin Voss is sitting on, a la the Joker in The Dark Knight. What, like, we have this money. Come on. What, like, if you win, if you're in office, if you get the job, if they hire you, what do you see the surplus as a motivation or a tool for the state as far as growth?
To make sure that we're fairly allocating money to our rural communities, especially in mm-hmm. our core communities, because it's not fair that those who use the most get the most tax cuts. Yeah. And that is what the Republicans have said they want to do with this money. Personally, I think right now in the next month, we need to get the postpartum 12-month Medicaid expansion done.
Oh my gosh.
We have the money now, obviously. You know, that is just, women are dying. Full stop. Moms mm-hmm. are dying.
Yes.
It needs to end. And then another one would just be that special education, getting it to some sufficient so that the $140 million that they accounted for incorrectly in the Joint Finance Committee budget gets allocated correctly, because the schools are counting on that money. It's $140 million that then you're going to have to cut teacher staff programs because you can't get money right now for to cover that. And looking at childcare and getting that $480 million over the finish line so child cares can hire their teachers, family child care can stay in business, more classrooms can get open, more kids can get into care, more parents can go back to work, and that money will come right back in the form of higher income taxes collected because, hey, newsflash, if people are working, they're paying more in income taxes. They'll have more money to spend, so sales tax, employers, small business owners would be able to actually have fully staffed you know, businesses, people could start businesses. That's another big barrier is the lack of access to childcare mm-hmm. For people to do it. And so those would be the big ones I would start with.
Yeah.
And then affordable housing is something we need to tackle. But part of that is your property taxes. And if we get the state to invest appropriately, property taxes will maintain or should go down. And that means that your housing costs and your renting costs will go down.
It sounds like to me, Corinne, you're talking about long-range planning with investments that have ROI over the course of 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And ultimately, something I feel like we should be talking about more is their concern of people leaving or coming here. And when you have a state that invests properly on all manners, that is what makes you attractive to people, say, in Illinois or Minnesota. Like, oh, I live in Wisconsin. This is really good schools. I got all that. I mean, that's just what it feels like. What you're talking about is they say, hey, let's plan for 2030, 2040, 2050 and growing this country, because that's what you need to do to thrive, not just survive.
Exactly. 100%.
Corinne Hendrickson, thank you so much for sticking around for one extra segment. We really appreciate it. Come back soon. Don't be a stranger. Corinne417.com is where you can find out more about her campaign. State Senate, District number 17. When we come back, the whole milk nightmare is over. We're back, baby. And then coming up, Take It or Leave It, Golden Globes edition. It's the premiere of a new game here on Mid-Mornings. But don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay informed. Stay close. See you soon.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I am your buddy, your pal, your fired up friend here on Fired Up Friday, apparently, because I was all fired up today, but I still am. We're still together. We're still here with Sweet Cal B on the boards, coming to you live from Radio Park here in Racine. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Still lots of great show ahead, including a brand new game called Take It or Leave It. Today, it's the Golden Globes edition. We're going to be talking about the Golden Globes, and there's a set of questions I've been informed there will be happening to find out what I think of things, and honestly, at my age? What do I know of things, especially when it comes to cool, popular stuff? And then finally, we got This Shouldn't Be a Thing, closing out the show, closing out the week. Today it is the, basically, I'm calling it Smoke in the Bathroom Edition. It's not very handy or whatever, but I just came up with it. Smoke in the Bathroom Edition. That's going to be This Shouldn't Be a Thing. So that's, we got lots of great shows still ahead. And don't forget, after we're done, after this show is done, mid-morning, we're not done. It's not like Civic Media shuts down. It's not like I'm here and they're like, hey, everybody, turn on the lights. Greg's here. No, it goes on all the time. So after we're done, we'll have the 11 o'clock news. And then it will be Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. And then after that, John and Gordy in the afternoons. Today, they welcome one of the hosts of Busted Pencils, available right here on Civic Media. I believe it's Dr. Tim Slecker is going to be there. And then Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is going to be featuring, let's see here, Ellie Bordeaux, who is going to be, who is an Up North News radio, is a reporter for Up North News. Sorry, reading is tough. And then Terry Barr, of course, it's Barr Band Friday. Time to share with the audience her favorite music picks from Wisconsin artists. And then something on the side here I want to make clear is Civic Media has tons of great programming. We have talk, we have music. There's a great show called The Chad Holmes Show Up North. And if you can't hear it on the, if you can't hear it live, you can hear it on the app. But he did sit down with Mandela Barnes and have a conversation. You can find that by going to civicmedia.us. Look for news and it'll be there. But yeah, we want you to hear that interview because, it, as we said, this is election season. There will be candidates out knocking on doors, going on the radio, going on TV. So if you want to find out more about who's running and Mandela Barnes is running for governor, you can go to civicmedia.us/news, find out more about the Chad Holmes Show and his discussion with the former lieutenant governor of Wisconsin. Now, Calvin, I don't know if you know this, but we were in a deficit for a long time. Some would say we're in a deficit of money. Some were in a deficit of caring. We're in a loneliness epidemic. But one of the biggest deficits is the fact that kids for almost a decade, for more than a decade, were not able to get access whole milk in school. Now, Calvin, you are of an age where 10 years plus years ago, you were in high school. Do you remember going to school with like slumped over shoulders, just saying to yourself, my life would be complete if I could just access whole milk?
So this probably will not come as a shock to you.
You don't drink milk, do you?
I don't. Yeah, I've never liked it.
Yeah.
Even when I was a kid, like when you get hot lunch at school,
yeah,
you get milk. Like that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
When there was something that I liked, like chicken nuggets or pizza, and I got a hot lunch from school, my mom would still send juice boxes with me because I didn't like milk.
Not even a water guy? Couldn't even do water?
I just like to have something nice with my lunch. Yeah, I've never, and this is also not the point of this segment and not something I should be admitting, but I've never been big on drinking water and is a bad habit that I need to change.
Calvin. Just do me a favor. One cup. Just one cup a day. That's all I ask. Try one cup a day. Don't do eight. You don't have to do a big gallon jug. Just do one cup today. That's all I ask you to do. That's me asking a favor of you. One cup of water, please.
I mean, I guess. I just don't see the point.
I'm going to call
this
a doctor.
This is not the point of the segment.
It's not, but you derailed it with I don't drink water. I mean, come on now. All right, you're right. So the reason why I'm bringing up whole milk and its importance to every child here in America, because that is what concerns us and our children's well-being, is that in more than a decade, children will be able to access whole milk as part of their lunchroom options in schools across the country. This change comes after President Donald Trump signed the Whole Milk and Healthy Kid, Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act into law. Law! Expanding what schools are allowed to serve, but not requiring districts to make any changes. So basically, you can serve it if you want, but you don't have to. Now, I know I'm coming off very, very snarky and snotty, and I get it, but that's part of my brand. It's also Fired Up Friday. Along with 2% low-fat, fat-free, and non-dairy options, you will be able to access if the school district allows to have whole milk. The reason actually I bring this up is because there are some dietary concerns that people have because whole milk does contain a lot of saturated fat, and it's just important to make sure your kids' diet, you know, looking after that, because other things that like cheese, butter, meat, desserts, processed stuff, processed snacks, chips, things of that nature. You know, it's just for me saying, all right, you know, I personally don't care if whole milk is in schools. I don't think we needed a law. I don't think we needed a piece of paper from the president saying, yeah, you can do this if you want, but you don't have to if you don't want to. I mean, to me, it's just say, do what you want. But I bring it up to say that, A, this is not something that should be concerning us. This is not something that is keeping our children from learning. It's not something that's keeping our children from being safe. And two, if they are drinking the whole milk, just be aware. Just be understanding that their diet's going to be impacted by this other thing. So that's all I wanted to say. Yeah, it took me a long time to get there, and we found out that Calvin hates water, apparently. But the point is, we all got educated together. Drink your milk if you want. That's cool. But when we come back after the 10:30 news, it's time for a new game. Take it or leave it. Today, it's the Golden Globes edition with senior producer Tucker making his debut on the live show. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Box. Stay tuned. Stay informed. Stay close. Welcome. Welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Box. I am your friend, your pal. I'm fired up. It's Friday. I'm happy you're here with us, along with Sweet Cal B on the boards. We're coming to you live from Radio Park here in Racine. Snowy Racine. Again, if it's snowing where you're at, please be mindful of the roads. Drive carefully. Drive logically. Red lights are not a suggestion. They are law. Go to 511wi.gov for more information on road conditions, whether you are looking for closures, construction, accessing cameras to see what they look like right now. But 511wi.gov is the place for you to go on days like this. After the break, to close out the show, this shouldn't be a thing. Smoke It in the Boys Room edition. I just renamed it Smoke It in the Boys Room edition. There we go. I did it to close out the show. But then, of course, as I said, after us, it's going to be Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, John and Gordy from 2 to 5, Pete Schwabba from 5 to 8, and then still programming. And also, if you want to get the Civic Media app, listen to music too. It's all there for you. The Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. Now, time has come to premiere a brand new game. And first of all, Calvin, can you play some music really quick to intro the this is game music right here, Cal? That is Take It or Leave It. It's a brand new game we do on Fridays because we just decided it happens on Fridays at 10:35, where we take it or leave it and then may say why or why not. But to do this, to facilitate the game, the brainchild of the game, the brainchild of this entire show, I must say, because again, without him, I'm probably just sitting here going, what do you guys think? Is senior producer Tucker, everybody. Tucker, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm great, Greg. It's good to be on this side of it. Yeah. I'm usually in the background somewhere.
You're usually in the background. You're a shadowy figure making things happen. You are our senior producer. I'm just going to introduce everyone to you really quick. You are a senior producer. You are our showrunner. You make sure that when I walk in the room, I have things to talk about because, you know, I love the sound of my own voice, but it's less enjoyable when I'm sitting there going, hey, you guys know what really is cool? The original Star Wars. I mean, like the original 77. That would get boring after a while. So you are here to make sure we stay on track, stay on course, and you are very much appreciated and enjoyed and loved here on the show here on Civic Media. So thank you. See, I just did that. I just described you, your job, and gave you compliments. You're welcome.
I really appreciate all the words, Greg.
And he is blushing, and he can't take a compliment. All right. So we devised a new game. Every Friday, 10:35, we're going to play this game. And so this is the first one, and things can be retooled and reworked, but we want to do this. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. We're calling it Take It or Leave It. And what Tucker has done is, well, let me do this. You've prepared a list. What is that list, and what do you have planned for me then? Why don't you take it from there?
Yeah, I mean, I know we're almost a week removed, but the Golden Globes, that's what this week, or this list, or what this theme of Take It or Leave It is. Of course, yeah. This is, we can evolve this as time goes on, but I just have a list of either names or themes or things that were kind of prominent during the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
You know, so obviously it's going to be TVs and movies related. Mm-hmm. It has that.
And podcasts. Don't forget podcasts now.
Yeah. We will mention, which, man, coming from the podcast world, I don't know if that was the best representation. Like, podcasting's come a long way, and that's the podcast we put up as the Golden Globe. Like, I don't know. I have thoughts about that. But
Tucker, I have a lot of off-air, non-FCC compliant thoughts on that. So,
well, we can start there, but we will. I have a different order, but we'll throw a podcast in there, and I'm guessing you'll leave it.
So you have a list. You're going to give me that. You're going to go one by one, and I will take it or leave it. You will have follow up. Folks, if you want to be part of the game, you can be. We're going to say, you know, leave comments on the live stream or send us texts on your thoughts on the Golden Globes, what you thought was cool, not what you as well as I did go, what is that movie? Wait, what is that TV show? Wait a minute, when did that start? How did it? Huh? Then you just feel old and you feel your bones cracking from within because it's just that's how it works. All right, so let's get started. This is, and we're going to, and if this takes off, it's taking off. We're going to get some music and a thing, and it's going to be like t-shirts.
Yeah.
But this is Take It or Leave It, Golden Globes edition. All right, take it away.
Yes. Okay. For the first round or whatever of Take It or Leave It.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought since I know you have like a comedian background, so I thought we should just start off here.
Yeah.
Nikki Glaser. Glacier.
Glazer, like a donut. Glazer,
of course. Nikki Glazer, Take It or Leave It.
Take it.
As a host.
Take it as a host. I think.
Why?
I think that all of these award shows, at least the ones that are televised, like Golden Globes, Oscars, all of them, should only have stand-up comedians as their hosts. And I will put in there, I will add, because they're not stand-ups by trade. They're not stand-ups in that way. Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Kimmel, like late-night people, will be great. Comedians should only be hosting, but I especially think stand-ups because the writing process. And also, you get, like, when we talk about award shows of the past few years, like, yeah, we can talk about Billy Crystal. We can talk about, you know, Johnny Carson hosting and whatnot. But we talk about Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes just lambasting and lampooning and roasting the industry they're giving awards out to. Nikki Glaser, I think, is in the same vein. I think Conan did an amazing job with the Oscars and took the stuffiness of the Oscars and made it accessible and very fun. But yes, Nikki Glaser, honestly, Nikki Glaser, take it for all, like whether it's the awards or anything. I think she is fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She gets a lot of praise. I think she's great. And she does these quick jokes that I think hit well for that format.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
This is
item.
Take It or Leave It. I'm just going to keep doing it. Sorry.
We're on Take It or Leave It.
Yeah.
Take It or Leave It. Timothy Chalamet. Take him or leave him as an actor. He won for best, I think, comedy.
Yeah.
Best actor. Comedy or
musical.
Musical.
Yeah.
Which, yes. Marty Supreme, which I have not seen yet, but I've heard great things. But yeah, would you take or leave Timothy Chalamet in general as an actor?
As an actor, I will take Timothy Chalamet. I will take him because I think he's a talented young man. He came off as a little pretentious at the awards because he felt snubbed by other awards he didn't win. But I also give him grace that he is a 29-year-old hot boy A-list actor. So I don't know what your opinions were like when you were his age, but you add money, fame, and those French cheekbones. I can't imagine that sometimes you're not going to embarrass yourself. So I will take Timothy Chalamet. I think he is funny, and I think he gets... I think that he doesn't take himself too seriously when it comes to things like award shows. Like he gets the joke. So that's good. So Timothy Chalamet, take it.
All right, taking it. Okay, so this is going to be like a rapid fire inside of the Take It or Leave It.
All right, let's go.
Like every award.
Hold on, I'm going to get my water, Calvin.
Yes, get hydrated. get hydrated. Okay. So a lot of every award shows always TV shows and movies are based off of books, right?
Yes.
This year was no exception. We've got a lot of lit books.
Like they're lit. Like, man, that's lit.
Both. I think literature is lit. Yeah. So, you know, both are in that case. One of the oldest classics was reimagined this year for a Netflix movie, Frankenstein.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen. That's a take for Frankenstein.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I will be very honest with the audience here. I did not see the movie. I did not read the book. But I will take it. But I will stop it. All right. We're not all as no, educated as senior producer Tucker here. I will take it because, one, it's Guillermo del Toro. It is Oscar Isaac. I feel like when it comes to that sort of production, that it's – I mean, I've heard nothing bad about it. I will watch it eventually, but, you know, my YouTube videos and Marvel movies get in the way sometimes. I'm sorry. I'm cultured. But, yeah, no, I will take it, and I will watch it. Take it. Frankenstein, take it.
Okay. Wicked. Wicked, which was a book once upon a time that became a play and is now a smash hit movie.
Well, it's a movie based on a musical, based on a book, based on another book with a bunch of books. I'm going to go ahead and take it because I have a low-key love for The Wizard of Oz, watched as a kid. I know how much that movie, the play, means to my family and to my friends, and... I have not watched it because I said I would watch Wicked and Wicked for Good together, but that's also an investment of like 6 hours, and I need that time to sit down on a Saturday morning, start, grab some more water, Calvin, and invest. But Wicked, take it. Take it.
Okay. Okay. And then one more quick movie one or show. Slow Horses. Have you seen Slow Horses?
Is that the Apple TV Plus show? No, I have not. Well, I don't watch anything, apparently. I watch nothing.
Okay.
But I've heard amazing.
I tried to go wide on the genre here.
No,
yes,
it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. This is just exposing me as an uncultured buffoon. And that's fine. That's my doing. It's not your doing. In fact, if anything, that's investigative journalism on your part, Tucker. But, I will take it as well because that's a show that my wife and I have been talking about. We mentioned that show probably every few months going, we've heard it's really good. Let's start it. But then I feel like what happens with shows that are really good, I don't know if you've had this, where you say, all right, I'm going to watch like a couple episodes. And then they're like, what did you do yesterday? You're like, I watched 2 seasons. I did nothing. Yes. So that is on my list because I love Gary Oldman. So I can't see a downside to that. And I think that Apple TV Plus shows, while I have gripes with certain shows on their platform, they're really coming out with some good ones too. And that's on the list. So take it.
Okay, taking it.
I feel like we need a take it and a leave it button too, like a, you know, a ding, 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 or a womp, womp.
We'll work on that.
Yes, we will.
The production side of things. Okay, best song was Golden by from the K-pop Demon Hunters, which is is a huge hit. K-pop Demon Hunters on Netflix. Would you take it or leave it? Maybe K-pop in general, but Demon Hunters specifically.
K-pop, take it. K-top, okay. K-pop Demon Hunters, take it.
Wow.
I watched a few episodes. I thought it was really fun. Wait, K-pop Demon Hunters, that's a show, right? Not a movie?
I actually don't know.
It's a what,
I
think, Calvin?
It's a movie.
It's a movie. Okay. Never mind. I'm thinking of a different Demon Slayer show. But what I loved about K-pop Demon Hunters as far as the hype is how everyone just could, like, people who didn't want to like it loved it. And it just really made people smile and happy. And I love the fact that people involved are so excited to do it. So yeah, K-pop Demon Hunters, take it.
Okay. Well, the last one, podcast, take it or leave it. Podcast award, do we have that?
Podcast award, leave it. Podcast, take it, because they're a great podcast. Okay. But podcast awards, the Golden Globe, leave it. Goodbye. And that.
All right, well, that's where we'll leave it.
Oh, yeah. And that was the first inaugural premiere edition of Take It or Leave It. It was the Golden Globe edition. I want to keep doing this every Friday, 10:35. When we come back, it's going to be This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Smoking in the Boys Room edition. Don't go anywhere. Thank you so much to Senior Producer Tucker for putting this together. You're listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. Stay tuned, stay fun, and stay close.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome, welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I am your buddy, your pal, your fired-up friend, because it's Friday, and we're happy that you're here with us today, along with Sweet Cal B on the boards. We are coming to you live from Radio Park here in Racine. You can always be part of that conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Just because the show is almost done doesn't mean you have to leave us. You can stick around because after us is Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. Then we've got John and Gordy in the afternoon from 2 to 4. They'll be talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. And then Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 5 to 8. He'll be talking to Up North News reporter Ellie Bordeaux, as well as Terry Barr from Civic Media, because it's Barr Band Friday where she shares her big picks of Wisconsin artists. So I got your whole day planned out for you. Again, if the weather is affecting you, if the snow is getting snowy and it's getting slippery, go to 511wi.gov. There you can find out all about road conditions to make sure you can drive safely. I don't know where we're at with the weather here. My phone says it's still snowing, but I'm in a room with no windows. So go, trust me, I think it's still snowing, but go to 511.wi.gov for that information. You can download it to your device or look at your computer. That way you can drive safely and plan accordingly. Now, next week, got a lot of stuff happening. Next Monday, we're going to be talking to Maddie Schaefer, who is a reporter here at Civic Media, talking about the story she is working on, because Civic Media has just a whole bunch of wonderful local reporters here. If you want to find out more about the stories that concern us here in the community, in the state, go to civicmedia.us/news. You can find great reporting, award-winning reporting there. You can also find out about podcasts, and you can find out about our show by going to civicmedia.us. And it's just a great resource. You can also access that news by getting the Civic Media app on your phone as well. You don't just have to stream the shows. You can call or text, but you can also look at news. You can customize that app and find out what's happening through this wonderful reporting happening by people like Maddie Schaefer and Dan Schaefer and many others here at Civic Media. So that's going to be on Monday. Lots of other discussions next week, including talking about political science, talking about also we're going to be speaking about what to do when you're looking to change careers, you're looking for a change in your life. How do you take those first steps? We'll be talking to a career advisor, but that's all happening next week here on Mid-Mornings and Civic Media. So make us part of your daily day. Like water, make sure you get some. Kelvin. All right, so it's 10:55. That means it's time for another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it right to me. Calvin and two, but it would be right to me because it's greg.bach@civicmedia.org, civicmedia.us, greg.bach@civicmedia.us, whether it's a Tizbat idea, a topic, a guest, love to hear from you. But again, greg.bach@civicmedia.us. Today it is the Smoking in the Boys Room edition. This one comes all the way from China. This is scmp.com. The headline reads, China mall installs glass windows on men's toilet doors that turn transparent when users smoke. A shopping center in southern China has installed special glass on the doors of men's toilet cubicles that become transparent when people smoke inside, winning applause online. So you go in there. I'm looking at this right now. There is a pictorial element to it. So you go in. There are windows. They are frosted over for privacy, but the moment you light up a cigarette, they go clear, so you can not only see the person smoking, but just then see them going to the bathrooms, which I guess is what we all want in the world. But the glass uses special technology that is normally opaque and cuts off the power in a few seconds after it detects smoke, making the glass transparent. The shopping centers ensure that the bathroom users are aware of the function with a notice on the door that says, "This glass will turn transparent if you smoke." Doesn't get much more transparent than that. Hold your urge to smoke if you don't want to become famous online. Oh, my God. I can't imagine smoking being that important where you risk doing that. But Calvin, what are your thoughts? I mean, I don't smoke anymore, and I've been able to not have to smoke in a bathroom. But I feel like this is, I don't want to say fun, but interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. I feel like cigarette culture in America has kind of been eliminated. There's still lots of people that chew tobacco or vape, but mm-hmm. I feel like eliminating smoking cigarettes in restaurants and stuff has really done away with this kind of thing. So I don't know what the cultural significance of cigarettes are in China.
I believe it's big. I think the smoking is huge there.
I was going to say, like, this is obviously not an accurate representation of a culture, but I've been playing the Yakuza video game series, and it's Japanese, obviously, mm-hmm. and almost every single character smokes cigarettes. So as take that as you will with a grain of salt, probably.
I will. According to a very quick AI overview, over 300 million people in China smoke, where over half adult males smoke, though rates are declining slightly overall. But here's the question I have. Smoking, yeah, don't smoke in the bathroom. Don't smoke indoors. Just be mindful. You know, it can wait. Go outside. Do your thing. It's fine. Does the same thing happen when you vape? Because that's the problem. People vaping indoors. People vaping into their shirts very conspicuously. Do those bathroom doors go off if people are vaping? That's my question. And that's a question for another day, because that wraps up another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, Tucker, senior producer Tucker, who you all met today. You'll see him next Friday as well. Thank you, traffic department. Thank you, engineering. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of the conversation. We're really appreciative of that. Without those people, I have said before, I talk into a microphone that doesn't work about nothing. So because of those individuals, this show happens. Because of the callers, the texters, the people on the live stream, Cousin Debbie, I see you out there. Zins are on the rise around as well. Those are gross and disgusting. But without your viewing and listening and participating, there is no us. So we thank you for that. Lots more programming coming your way. Tom Hartman after the 11 o'clock news, but don't go anywhere. Still lots happening here on Civic Media. This is Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay tuned, stay warm, and stay close.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.